be excited. Everybody in Cleveland, everybody in the state of Ohio need to be excited, because this is not a local election. This is a national election. My good friend, State Senator Nina Turner, hey, she got a big announcement that she's going to make. And Senator Turner, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
Glad to have you in here.
Glad to be here.
I am so proud. And I just want to thank you, Mayor Jackson, Congresswoman Cleveland, and everybody that came out to the event we had in Cleveland on Sunday. It was off the chain. I had the time of my life. And that wonderful club that we was in, Club Vada. Club Vada. I had a ball. I cannot wait to come back. Go ahead, Senator Turner. Tell us what you're doing and why.
Well, Ricky, did you tell them you did a step?
I did. I did. So they, well, you know, of course, they played Atomic Dog. You just can't. I don't care. We could be at a funeral. You just can't play Atomic Dog. Man, the bruh set it all the way out. And it was packed.
The Omegas, thank God for the Omegas, but absolutely it was people who believe in voting and what we're working towards in the state of Ohio.
Yes, and let everybody know why you're running for Secretary of State and what does it mean to the rest of the country?
Well, Ricky, I'm running for Secretary of State to secure fair elections across the state of Ohio for every voter, no matter if they lean red, blue, or somewhere in between. We saw such attacks to voting rights last year in the state of Ohio. And as everybody knows, Ohio is the swing state of swing state. And as Ohio goes, so goes the nation. But never did I think that I would live at a time where people would take us back, that we would be regressing. But we saw that happen in Ohio, and we see it happening across this country, especially in light of the Supreme Court ruling portions of the Voting Rights Act unconstitutional.
Amen. Hey, and I'm telling y'all, if the no Republican governor has ever won, became the president of the United States when they have lost the state of Ohio. If they take away the voting rights, I want everybody to get this right here. Everybody all over the country, everybody in Florida, everybody in Georgia, everybody in Michigan, this means you. So when 2016 come around, she's running in 2014, when all of that come around, we really need for the voting laws to stay intact, because they are trying to make it harder for minorities, Latinos, poor people, everybody to vote. And we just need to keep voting fair.
Right. Absolutely, Ricky. They are doing that. I mean, just this year in the state of Ohio, the Republicans put forth a provision in the budget to try to limit college students' access to the ballot. So we're not talking about, we don't have to even go back to 1950 or 1960. We can talk about what's happening today, what's happening in North Carolina, what's happening in Texas. This is a concerted effort to steal the voices of the people, and we cannot stand for it. And that is why I am running for Secretary of State in the great state of Ohio.
I love it. All right, Senator Nina Turner, now I have a question for you, because a lot of times, and Ricky's helped us out, but when we hear political words and big things, and we kind of, the average person may get intimidated. So what are some of the common myths people still believe when it comes to voting? Because sometimes people, if they've been a felon, they feel like, hey, if I show up, they're going to arrest me if I'm still on paper. You know, what are some of the things that are not true that people need to know?
Oh, thanks for that question, Ebony. Well, in the state of Ohio, and states have different laws, but in the state of Ohio, an ex-offender can vote in this state. And so it's important that your listeners know the laws in their states and operate appropriately.
Hey, Senator Turner, can you please tell everybody why the midterm? And I've been on the radio going off, you know. I need you to do this for me. I need you to connect the Trayvon Martin verdict with why midterm elections is so important. I want you to make the connection for the listeners.
Well, what happened to Trayvon Martin is a travesty. He was a young man. He was a teenager. He's somebody's baby. And all my heart goes out to his parents and this entire nation. The connection is this, Ricky, that elections have consequences. And so depending on the types of people we send to office from the state level to the presidency will determine the types of public policies that are put in place. All of our hearts should ache that an innocent boy walking back home to be with his father was gunned down. There is something wrong with that. But it is about the types of public policies, the types of people that we elect to office, and we have to change that. Your vote is your voice. And so if you are tired of extremism, whether it comes to women's rights, voters' rights, or workers' rights, you have got to vote. Generations of folks paid the debt for us to be able to go to the polling place and let our voices be heard, and we cannot be neutral when it comes to lifting our voices.
All right, now we're talking to Nina Turner right now. She is the state senator of Ohio. She's running for Ohio Secretary of State. Now, there's a lot of people out there who don't necessarily believe in the process. They feel like their vote doesn't necessarily count. Can you address that and some other voting myths that are out there that people may have?
I mean, absolutely your vote counts. I mean, from voting for your local city council member to voting to the mayor to voting to education official, your vote counts. And so you don't get a chance to complain if you don't participate
That's right.
in the process. A democracy is participatory, and you can't sit on the sidelines. Voting matters.
I just want to tell you, Senator Turner, you know, I fell in love with you. And I fell in love with your husband and your son in Cleveland on Saturday. And I feel like y'all are I'm a part of your family. And I just want to thank you. I saw you on MSNBC with Reverend Al and Ed Schultz. And I seen you on Chris Matthews. And I said that I really want to stand behind you because if you never heard Senator Nina Turner speak or ever seen her on MSNBC debating up against Republicans, she is absolutely phenomenal. She has a spirit. She has the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, man. And the things that she do in the community, in the Cleveland area, she must become Secretary of State. But you know what it's going to take? It's going to take for you to follow her on Twitter at Nina Turner. At Nina Turner, NINATURNER. Go to her Facebook page at NinaTurner.Ohio, O-H, right?
That's right, Ricky. Or my website, NinaTurner.org.
There it is, man. Y'all make sure y'all get behind her and send something. It takes money to run a campaign, man. We are so excited, man. Shout out to all our family in Cleveland, everybody, our Kobe Cove. Everybody at our brand new radio station in Cleveland, Z1079, and Senator Turner, I am proud. I was proud to get on that plane and come to Cleveland and spend Sunday with you. You know, for me to miss church, you know I got to love you because I don't miss church for nobody.
We love you too, Ricky. You really set it off in the city of Cleveland in such a powerful and positive way. So we love you in Cleveland. They're still talking about your visit to C-Town.
Well, we coming back. We're going to do a show at the State Theater. We trying to get all that stuff together. And we sending every single dime that we make on that show. I'm going to try to bring the morning show. And we're going to get behind you, Senator Turner. And you're the first African-American woman to become tell us real quick.
Well, when we win this election, we'll be making history as the first African-American woman to win the Secretary of State's office.
Yes, indeed.
This is about history.
There it is, y'all. Senator Nina Turner, State Senator Nina Turner. Show some love. Hey, Senator Turner, we're going to follow you on Twitter. Everybody follow her on Twitter right now. Send $1. Real talk.
On Twitter, she's at Nina Turner. Instagram, at Nina Turner, Ohio. Website is just simply ninaturner.org. And Facebook is Nina Turner.
There it is. Hey, love you, Senator Turner.
Love you, Ricky, Ebony, and the rest of the crew.
We support you.
16 minutes after the hour, Gary T is up next. Check out Gary's website, too. SameShortsFromYesterday.com.
This portion of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show is being brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. If you're wearing the same shorts for 2 days in a row, you might want to need to go to WeFixMoney.com. They can put up to $1,000 in your account in 24 hours or less. WeFixMoney.com.